What? What is it?
It's brujol. You know, stuffed beef.
Really? Brujol?
Mm-hmm.
Who made it?
I did. Just try it.
You're not having any?
No, I had some. You know, with the kids. I had some with the kids.
Oh. How you feeling?
It's not poison, Ray. If I wanted to kill you, I wouldn't do it that way.
All right, that goes in the file. Hey!
Good?
Yeah, good. Even better the second time, now that my tongue's not scared. Man, this is great.
Yeah, you really like it?
It's good. I really do. Let me add it.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah, oh, look, you're sitting down. Oh. Yeah. I did it, huh? I really did it.
Mommy.
Yeah, honey, I'll be up in just a second. Okay, I'm going to get Allie out of the bath. You know, there's a lot more on the stove here.
Not for long. Try this.
What is it?
Brujol.
Brujol?
I'm in. Who made it?
Deborah.
I'm out.
Here, yeah, Ray. I'll try Deborah's Brujol. I'm filled with antibiotics.
Yeah? Ooh. Gimme.
She's a loo.
See? So it is good. It's not just me coming off airline food.
It's amazing. I mean, that is amazing.
Are you sure your Deborah made this?
I know. I couldn't believe it either. She came up with some recipe.
Recipe?
Yeah, what?
Real cooks don't need recipes. We know how to add love and caring because there's no greater joy than feeding our... Frank, you're a pig. Stop moaning.
So Deborah can now cook the missing color in the Raymond rainbow.
You should ask Deborah how she makes this.
I should ask Deborah. Give me that.
This food has magical powers. I'm going to string some of this around my neck.
Hello?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Deb. Is Ray here?
No, he's not home. He's not home yet. Hey, you hungry?
Oh, sure. I could always go for something.
I made some brujol. Taste it.
Oh, you made. No. I'm in training. I'm in training for a running thing.
Come on.
No, really. And I've gone kosher. I'm in a Jewish marathon.
Okay. Try it, okay? One bite. That's it. One.
Run away with me.
Really? Do you like it?
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Deborah.
Yeah?
It's great. I don't know what Ray's talking about.
What do you mean, talking about?
Nothing. He was just trying to be funny at work.
Funny? About this? Was he making fun of my brujol?
No, he was not.
Wait, Andy, he told me he loved my brujol. What did he say to you about it?
Did I ever show you how I could wiggle my ears?
Andy,
look at this.
Andy, what did he say about the brujol?
I did not find it funny.
Andy!
He said it was Italian for roadkill. Please don't hurt me.
kill.
He was just kidding around like he always does.
He always does this?
No, no. Listen, I had some Theraflu earlier, and then I realized I do not even have the flu, so I'm really flying. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, hey. Hey. Hey, here's your stats, all right? From now on, you get them on your own. I'm tired of this.
Are you sleeping with Andy? Because you can do better.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, what smells good?
Oh, I made brujol again. You know, because you liked it so much.
Yes, I do. All the colors in the rainbow. Oh, that smells good. Deborah made something good. Wah, 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 wah. Raymond really likes it. Yeah. You ain't got to make nothing else but that brajo.
Here's a little sauce for your roadkill.
Could have just said, please don't sing. Food here is good. I might have a comment about the service.
Was that what you do at work? You make fun of me all day?
What? No, is that what Andy said? Oh, why the hell would he say that?
I don't know, but he actually loved my brujol.
What? I love your brujol. Come on. It's the best thing you ever made.
Oh, baloney. How come you told everybody it was roadkill?
That's a joke.
Oh, no, it's not.
Of course it is. Come on, I was just kidding. Come on, you see how much I love it. I could use a towel.
Hello, Deborah.
What is it, Frank?
Nothing, dear. I was just wondering if there's any of your delicious brujol left. Oh, these are for you.
Oh, Dad, not now, please, all right?
Hey, you got a little spot there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Deborah, that stuff you made is so great. I woke up thinking about it. Is anybody eating this?
No, Frank. You know what? You can have it. At least someone appreciates it.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Thank you for the flowers, Frank.
Anyone who can make brujol like this deserves a whole hillside full of heavenly scented marigolds and daffodils.
I happen to agree with
that. That's very sweet, Frank. That's very sweet. That's the nicest thing anyone said to me in quite some time. Would you like something to drink?
No, I don't want to dilute the flavor. Please, sit down. You should be resting with your feet up.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, come on.
Oh, what's the matter, Ray? Is it so weird that I'm being appreciated instead of mocked?
Is that how I raised you?
Yeah. Okay, Dad.
This is so delicious. You really got it, kid.
You really think so?
There's like a sweetness to it. How do you do that?
Well, you know, some people use raisins, but I had some currants.
Well, this is a beautiful thing.
Thank you, Frank.
Oh.
Thought you were taking a bath.
I was. I finished.
Oh. How was it?
It was fine, Frank. Thank you for making it for me. You haven't made a bath to me in 35 years.
You seem to need it. Listen, Marie, this is not what it looks like.
I'm not talking to you. I do have a question for Deborah, however. What have I done that you feel the need to destroy me?
What?
Who told you about Prajol?
Nobody. I found a recipe in a magazine.
You found a recipe? Oh, you're a cook now. Frank never mentioned Prajol to you?
No.
No.
No, I didn't say a thing, Marie.
Quiet. Frank never told you that Prajol was the very first thing I ever cooked for him?
Oh, boy.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Do you know what he said to me when he tasted my Prajol in 1955? He said, "Be my bride."
Marie, come on.
Be my bride, Frank. Be my bride. But it's very clear now that you'll go to any girl with a pot.
You'll hardly make it for me anymore.
Because I didn't want you to get sick of it.
I'm 64 years old. What are you saving it for?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was your special dish.
Don't you have other household things that you need to take care of? Like the laundry? Raymond, give me those pants. I'll wash them.
Well, that's okay, Mom.
No, I'm washing those pants for you, damn it.
Mom!
Take off your pants!
Could we turn the heat up?
What do you want me to say, Marie? I'm sorry I made Prajol. This is insane. I never would have made this stuff if I thought it was going to turn everybody's world upside down.
Hey, Ma, I have nothing to eat over there. You said you were making me dinner.
I don't cook anymore.
Robert, how much does Ray make fun of my cooking? Don't look at him. Don't you look at him, Robert.
He's not wearing pants.
Answer me. I know he makes fun of my cooking. I want to know how much of it goes on behind my back.
He makes fun of it all the time, dear.
That is not true. That's not completely true, Deborah. I love you, Prajol, and I am not lying today.
Is that why you're making fun of it, making jokes about it at work?
You make jokes about this food? Have you no decency?
Oh, stop. Come on, Dad. It's just, you know, it's just wife jokes. That's all. It's something you do when you're with the guys.
I never.
Oh, what are you talking about? Like, you don't make jokes.
First of all, if I have anything to say about your mother, I'm not afraid to say it right to her face. Second of all, those are not jokes.
Yesterday, you called me an old bag.
If that's a joke, then it's on me.
Right in front of her.
You know, actually, not to defend Raymond. That is a guy thing, Deborah. I've often found that men use the wife joke to form bonds and share common experiences.
Oh,
Am I sitting in sauce?
Yes, Robert.
Good. I was afraid I popped a stitch.
Robert, come on, take off those pants.
What?
Take off!
Well, what are you doing?
I get those pants!
Don't fight it, man, don't fight it.
Come on, let's go home, I'll clean you up.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Are you coming or not?
Of course I'm coming. You're my wife. I belong with you. I'm coming. I'll call you.
I'm going to go freshen up.
Ray, can I talk to you?
Yeah, all right. I'm a little chilly.
Why do you have to make wife jokes? I don't do that. I don't make husband jokes.
Well, what? Come on. Are you telling me that you don't go out with Amy and Linda and make fun of all the stupid things I do? You know, you don't talk about the way my lips move when I read, or you caught me biting my toenail at one time.
No, I don't. In fact, I tried to spin it in the other direction. Linda thinks you have a master's.
Master's?
Degree. Master's degree, Ray. This is what I don't understand. You're always making fun of my cooking, but I finally make something you like, and you're still making jokes about it. Why?
I'm a complicated person. Oh, come on, it's just... That's who I am. I make fun of the wife a little. You know, here's Ray. Hey, Ray, what'd she do to you last night? And if I say... She made some brajol and it was quite tasty. Whoa, who wants to hang out with that guy?
Don't you think there's something wrong that the only way you can be popular is at my expense?
I wish there was another way.
All right.
Oh, come on. I'm kidding. Come on. Hey, look, we know the score here. You got it all over me, right? You're the pretty, smart, together, good one. I'm the one they say, how did he get her? So I don't know, maybe in my stupid way, I'm telling them how. You know, she can't cook. Ha ha! Ha 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 ha! It could be worse, you know, Chuck Wilson, you know, he told me? He said his wife is so cold, when he gets into bed with her, he has to shoo away the penguins. Shoo away the penguins. That's cold. Wilson's wife. And yet, I don't think any less of her.
I don't care what the other guys think about me. I care what you think about me.
I'm not going to make jokes anymore.
Thank you.
You still gonna cook for me?
Yes.
You wanna take your pants off?
No.
Okay, then can I have more sauce?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm having some tea.
Didn't make any dinner?
Yes, tea.
Oh.
And what did Deborah make tonight?
Lasagna. It's over. I think the brajol is all she can make. Listen, Marie, I learned something. A man needs more than brajol. A man needs chicken. Veal, eggplant parmesan.
Malakotti?
Yes. Manicotti.
Oh, Frank.
Yes.
And Frank?
Yes.
We'll never speak of this again.
Never cross a Gilmore.
Just had a girl in the closet.
She got in voluntarily.
An all-new Gilmore Girls. Coming up next on KTLA 5.